In the mid-19th century, Chief Osagie led the tribe living on Wisconsin Point on Lake Superior, a place that became infamous when his descendants were forced to move from there around 1918. For decades afterwards, many Native Americans were forbidden to speak their own language or practice their culture. Osagie descendant Pat Nelson says this is a way to reclaim that heritage.
I really enjoy the connection to such a huge family, but also being connected to the past and to the future, because we continually add to this list.
Bob Miller will be at the reunion, too. He sees the Ojibwe culture alive and well in his own descendants.
My granddaughter, who's 4, knows the animals' names, which is really cool. It kind of throws the other kids off because they'll learn, like, they'll see a bear walking through the woods and they're going, a bear. And my granddaughter's going, Makwa, Makwa.
Nelson Miller and Lori Madden are helping organize Saturday's event. They'll share their heritage in dancing, drumming, and ceremonies, and have a potluck, too.
It's good to see each other, and we give thanks for our connections and
learn traditions.
Absolutely. And I think that's something
we're... to each other.
Miller says you can't have a real family reunion without a little gossip. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.